Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, I don't know what happened a second ago, but anyway, we are back on Black Power Radio Show, and we are definitely talking about activism on a new level. Yes, we're mixing the old with the new, and mixing the what didn't work before, we're throwing it out, what works now and best from the 60s and 70s, 50s and 30s, and when we've been fighting for freedom for the longest time, for the longest century, we're still utilizing these attributes to continue on an unfinished revolution because we know it is definitely unfinished. We did have Reverend Brown. Unfortunately, he was cut off, but I know he will be calling back in so he can finish his Genesis information a little sideboards that he has to share in regards to that. But definitely, brothers and sisters, I want everybody to really, really get geared up for this day of action. So be mindful. We are still, if you still want to make things happen in your city, you know that this is just not about a rally. This is not just about giving clothes and food and raising awareness on this particular day. This is an ongoing conclusion. You know what I mean? This is an ongoing movement, and we have to continue to move this. So don't be discouraged if you really haven't gotten your things or your days met for this particular day, because, again, we're going to do this again. So, but if for the ones that are ready, please still register. You still have time to register your cities. You still have time, not a whole lot of time, but at any rate, you do have time. I do want to kind of announce certain cities that are already pretty much in the progression of continuing on with their day of action. We have St. Louis, Missouri, and Marie Fowler Park. And we're going to have them on here as well in the next following days to come. Their address, and this, of course, is a small park, and it's on Union and Page. That address is 1304. And you would definitely, if you're in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you would definitely see, you can't miss it. It's right there across the street from a Walgreens, and it is by a Peace Market. So, of course, you know, in all black communities, it's a liquor store on every corner, and it's a drug store on another corner. So, of course, if you're in that local area, please check that out. And also, we do have Nashville, Tennessee. They're going to be at 800 Jefferson Street. If you're in that area, let me give you a hold of these numbers, because I know that you may want to call these different individuals. Oh, by the way, the brother that's doing it this time around, his name is Brother Black Power. Interesting name, I thought. His number is 314-599-4591. And, again, let me say his name again. Brother Black Power, 314-599-4591. And he's going to be waiting, anticipating if you want to help. And, yes, you can come in at the last minute and assist. We need all the help that we can get, brothers and sisters. So whatever you want to do, whether it's financial, whether it's leg work, whether it's, you know, you want to donate some flyers, you want to pass them out, whatever, you want to speak, we definitely will allow you to speak. We want people to speak more and perform workshops to help. If you got any clothes to donate, if you got any more food to donate, whatever it is that you do, please help us out. As I was stating before, Nashville, and we're going to try to have them on in the next couple of days as well. We have Minister Maurice Muhammad, and his number is 615-972-6344, and Sister Kiana, and she's definitely a chairperson within the New Black Panther Party in Nashville, Tennessee, and they will be, let me say it again, 800 Jefferson Street. So if you all could give a shout-out, I'm not going to do all the cities, but I'm just doing ones that already have flyers. So we definitely want to be there or be square for these folks. And, of course, Midland, Texas, we had this beautiful sister on. Her name is Sister Aira. She was on when we first started back the day of 25th. And she's going to be at Washington Park, 1803 East Indiana Avenue. And that's in Midland Park. And she is rowing to go. And her thing is basically feeding people and raising black awareness and black unity and we staying together. And, you know, she's a very powerful sister. I've worked with her and enjoyed struggling with her on the terms of organizing within the Midwest. I'm sorry, not Midwest, but in the southern region. So that, I think that is great. We also, of course, you heard Jacksonville. They already told you where they were going to be at. They're going to do some marching. But let me tell you that brother's number again. His name is, we have Brother Mike, which is 904-705-8556. And Mikhail Sharif, Brother Mikhail Sharif, is 904-705-8556. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to those brothers and sisters. So let me go ahead and without further ado, I'm going to try to pull some more in before the end of the show, but let me go ahead and let the brother, Reverend Brown, finish his information because it was very positive, and I think it helps, like I said, we're taking activism to a new level. So let me bring him on without further ado. Brother, I hope you're ready for us. It's 504-235, and come on back on Black Power Radio, brother. Sorry about that.
Black Power.
Like
can you hear me? Okay, good. I appreciate it. Well, briefly, I just want to conclude that, yes, again, we, the New Black Panther Party, NASH Network, and many other organizations, Nation of Islam, we really got to include them because they were very instrumental in helping out move that movement forward in Gina. And so basically, I'm saying that after the school fight, that's when the white students began to organize on the campus and start pulling these planks like they was hanging noose, hangman noose in the trees. That's really sparked a national, international outcry against that type of racism out there in Gina. But it all started with the New Black Panther Party and the NASH Network at the time going there in 2006 and bringing it to the national media and national people in 2007. The Nation of Islam came on board, ACLU, and many other organizations, Color Change, not trying to leave anybody out. And as we organized, all the big names like Jesse Sharpton, we say big names, we mean big names people. And that they are well known. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All the big names was not there. It was all the grassroots organizations there, and I already named them. So we organized the first rally in Gina was on June the 30th, 2007. Of course, the big rally was on September of 2007, months later. After Michael Bell was found guilty and tried as an adult. That's when all the national press came in. You know about that, and all the CNN and all the rest of the big national networks start coming to Gina and showing the injustices that was taking place in Gina. But it started off, and be proud of yourself, National Assist, because the New Black Panther Party name and imprint was in Gina first. And so people don't know that, but if you go do your research, you'll find out that at that time, I was chairman of the New Black Panther Party in New Orleans. The first, it was the New Black Panther Party stepped its feet in Gina and helped organize. Then came the Nation of Islam. Then came ACLU. Then came Color Change. But it was the first march, June 30th. And when we did this march, basically our national system, only, I don't want to exaggerate, only about 40 people came out to that rally, the first rally in Gina. But then the second rally came around, we had about 200. Of course, then when September came around, 30,000 people. And don't fool yourself, not 30,000 people at once. 30,000 people from that morning all the way to that evening, 7 o'clock that evening, they were coming back and forth. So it was not like 30,000 people in Gina at one time. It was 30,000 people visit Gina that day. But early that morning, about 5:30 that morning, 6 o'clock, the New Black Panther Party was on the ground in Gina with other groups. Of course, at that particular time, as you know, Tom Jones the Morning Show, Michael Bates, and all those people got involved. So you had multiple churches, multiple organizations that got involved, fraternity and sorority groups, all converged upon Gina, free the Gina Six, free Michael Bell. So basically, I want to conclude with that. I know you don't have enough time for me to go off into the antics, but there was some struggle out there because when Reverend Sharpton them took the podium in front of the courthouse on September 20th, when the big crowd was there, the state police treated them like with loyalty. When the New Black Panther Party took the podium about like 1:30, 2 o'clock, they started pushing us around, trying to shut down the march. I mean, it's all documented. I mean, I have the tapes to prove it, that we was harassed by the state. Matter of fact, I could not even get behind the barricade to assist the New Black Panther Party because the state troopers say, if you let him in, we're going to shut y'all down. This is documented. And so I'm outside with the masses, and you got Sister Crystal, and you got many brothers and sisters in the Panther Party. The brother was national spokesperson out of Georgia. He's not there anymore. Brother Shabazz, he was speaking there, and the state police, they basically bum-rushed the stage, and they say, look, we're going to shut this thing down. So basically the New Black Panther Party presence was felt heavily on that day of action. That's all I want to say. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You can let me know. I heard you're running out of time. So you can go take it from there.
Okay. I got one more question. I want you to tell people, just in case the ones that didn't hear, where you going to be doing your thing for the day of action for this coming 25th. We need to definitely know.
Okay.
And what time out there?
Okay, National Day of Action Peace Rally. We'll be held at the, it's a funny name, it's a Cajun name. It's Chateau de Lise Orleans. Chateau de Lise Orleans is a funny name. Apartments is in a 1400 block, 1414 something, Chef Mature Highway Apartments. I believe Sister Assist, you got it on the website now. My number is, if you have any problems, I'm gonna send out a flyer tomorrow. My number is 504-235-5472. But it's gonna start at 6 o'clock. Don't come at 8 o'clock in the morning because we ain't gonna be there. Start at 6 o'clock. It's going to start at 6 o'clock because it's hot as hell in this city. I mean, it's 100 degrees in this city around 2, 3 o'clock. So I'm going to take advice from the national chair who asked them, if it's real hot, have, you know, plan it for late that evening. And so 6 o'clock, we will be starting off at 6, and we will end at 7:30 when it's getting dark. Of course, you're not going to be in no development unless you're well organized and dark. When it's dark, when drugs is being sold and stuff, you got to have that security right there. Isn't that right, sister? So basically,
right.
We're going to come in. We're going to come in with this presence of peace and love and togetherness and knowledge. Knowledge yourself and just spread the truth. We're going to hand out literature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the name of it is, and you can go online, it's Chateau d'Elysée. Got these Cajun names down here. Chateau d'Elysée Orleans Apartments in New Orleans East. It's the only apartments back there in New Orleans East. Okay, sister, that's okay.
Yes, sir. That's.
And I really appreciate. No,
sir.
I really appreciate
right.
You. Good. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have to invite you back because I've had so many different people just from the last hour to call in and say how interesting you are, and I almost don't want to let you go because I really want you to. Just tell, because again, let me tell you the name of this show again. Let me tell you, because I don't think you heard. It was basically activism on a new level. And you are a total activist. And you need to really begin to teach people on how to organize. That's one of the things that we are missing within our community, about how to organize, how to do this, how to do that. Certain of our people within the grassroots organizations just do not get it. Some of them have been around for eons and still do not get the concept, the basic concept, because that's all you need is the basic concept. And once you get that basic concept, you can upgrade it. But you first got to get the basic concept down. And a lot of our
people
don't have it. And I really, really would advise you to write a book, do like a pamphlet. I don't care. And just begin to teach our people more about organizing. That's why I wanted you, number one, on this show. Number two, I'm asking you a lot of this knowledge and fruitful knowledge about how you do the things that you do and how you begin to organize and how you just work your magic, if you will, how you make something out of nothing. I thought a lot of our people forgot about that. They forgot how to make something out of nothing. We are creators. First folk here, we will probably be the last folk here. So how can we begin? If we know that about ourselves, then I think we need to bring more of that up. So I just want you to say anything else to our youth that really needs more inspiration in their work. So could you please tell them something? Tell them something good.
Okay, basically. Okay, you know, sis, there's you ever heard of the Black Manifesto?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you know, I really believe it's a basic, not something that, you know, like you read in W.E.B. Du Bois books, you got to have a dictionary there. You got to, by the time you get to the second paragraph, you lost because you're talking so highly that you really don't understand what you read. Exactly. So basically, I found this Black Manifesto, and what the Black Manifesto do is actually break it down, what Black nationalism means, the cultural aspects of it, and also the militant side of it also. But it start off with the culture side of it. That means identifying with your African culture and stuff like that. Before a brother or sister can start organizing, they first must embrace their own culture and be no conflict. When we understand that, even, I don't care if you high yellow and your hair is straight and you're involved in the movement, that doesn't matter. As long as you embrace your culture and your heritage and your culture and your surroundings, So the Black Men, if you can go online, it's called the Black Manifesto. And I'm going to try to find out what book it came out of it, because I went to the library about 20 years ago and reined this stuff off. Talks about the BLA, Black Liberation Army. It talks about, goes back to talking about, of course, our struggle before we came to America. Very briefly, because it gives you a good brief to get you to be an organizer. The first thing, you got to organize your own mind. And so when you organize your own mind, be prepared to go to the streets and organize. You understand? But the Black Manifesto, of course, you can go get you some civil rights books. And what the civil rights books are going to do is going to turn you against black nationalism somewhat. Because what the civil rights books going to do is teach you how people were whooped and beat and took the lash and accepted it and cried and prayed. But the Black Manifesto going to show you people who stood up against police brutality, terror, community, drugs, and all that, and how they organized from those who was involved in the struggle, in the national struggle, who took on the Pan-Africanist movement of Garvey and all that. Then it come on down to the Black Panther Party, the BLA, Black Liberation Army, on down, you know, and try to teach you how to organize, you know, community. And y'all do it every day, the New Black Panther Party, giving out clothes, food, visiting homes that are the homeless and stuff like that, getting black folks affordable housing. How you organize, but you organize with a sense of purpose, not just organizing because you got a grant and the money is good and you ride around the Mercedes Benz. Because many of our people start organizing. So saying, you know, they get these big cars and these diamond rings and they're going to talk like a white man. Oh, really? Yeah. My name is so-and-so. But you ain't got to change your facade. You know, look how beautiful you talk. Man, you is very proper and intelligent, National Sim. I love the way you talk. You ain't but a show. But like I said, the first thing they need to do, go online, Google Black Manifesto, get that, and you start from the what? The grassroots. You don't start from the top of the tree. You start from the grassroots level, and you read on up about your culture, African history, culture, language, science, and all this here. And then by the time, you understand what I'm saying, it'll take years and years and years of organizing, because some folks get involved in the movement, they think they know more than everybody else. They just been there for a year, 2 years. But you got to take time. You got to take time. Then they come out of college, and they read all them books, and you understand what I'm saying? And the white man will feed them all that knowledge. And then they come out trying to tell us what to do. When we are black nationalists and pan-Africanists, we carry the banner of hope for our community. So for the youth, okay, I'm giving the youth, go to the library, go online, and get the Black Manifesto. It's going to tell you about the Nation of Islam. It's going to tell you about the Black Panther Party. It's going to tell you about Huey Newton and Bobby Seale. It's going to tell you about Sister Asada Shakir. It's going to go into Marcus Garvey. It's going to give you some insight, not these some of these books, you know, that when the cradle cracked and all that, about black being submissive. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not against what Mega Everdom did, but I'm saying that I'm really in tune with Matt Turner, what he did.
Exactly.
Then Mark Reason, what he did. Honorable Elijah Muhammad, what he did. Malcolm X. Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Dr. Malik Yousafzai, what he is doing now. Malik is a book by itself. A National Assist. You a book.
That's Mr. Right.
National Assist, listen to me. You are a university by itself. So what I'm saying is this, is that when the national chairman came on last week and began to talk, I was on the phone for 2 hours and a half. And guess what? I enjoyed every bit of it. And I told y'all, I told like I threw a better show. I enjoyed the whooping I got. I enjoyed the chastisement I got. I enjoyed the love that he showed me when he told me you're not doing enough. Well, I tell the national chairman, if he listens, I made the difference. I'm not in that category. Because the simple reason I say that is because I damn near burnt myself out last week trying to get some brothers out of jail.
I know.
I came home and damn near fell out. Look, you know, I told you about this brother that gave life.
Gotta sit and have to determine a picture of you being wore out.
Look, you know they gave a brother life for selling marijuana, full conviction of marijuana. Marijuana,
oh, wow.
I mean, they got white folks grow marijuana in their house. They dig,
exactly.
Dig the floor up. Yeah, they dig the floor up. You think you're going to walk on the floor, you walk on the ground. And they got marijuana plants everywhere, and they don't get no life in prison. How did a cracker give a nigga life for having two bags of weed?
No, but this is like that. It's just like really bad. Don't make me mad before I go to bed, brother. But, absolutely.
That's
but,
it.
Yeah, I definitely
anyway,
appreciate
the Black Manifesto is it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's it. Go
ahead. No,
I'm just saying that. That's my recommendation to anybody, even the students like me, even the students who have been in a long time, they need to read the Black Manifesto because, you understand, we go off into stuff like I like Attorney Malik and yourself and Brother Shaw. Y'all give us historic analysis of our struggle when we get off and to talk about how crackers done beat us up. They didn't beat us up. But I'm just saying that give me some insight like you're doing, National Assist. You have imparted upon me some knowledge that I never had. And just listening to you. You understand what I'm saying? And so when I go on the street and speak, I want to be able to speak with power. Not just get up there and just say anything. You know, same Black power, but yet you don't own no land. Same Black power, you don't own no grocery stores, no businesses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So Black power got
to
be.
Power. Power is trying to obtain something already having. At least,
exactly.
You know, aspire to get it. I mean, not just say the words. It's a power. Black power is more than just a damn slogan. And that's just the truth.
I'm true.
But I
don't know. I'm true.
Okay. Well, brother, I really appreciate your energy. Again, I love and enjoy talking with you, and you definitely want to have you again on Black Power Radio because you are definitely a strong pioneer in this movement, and you just really need to keep continuing on doing the hard work that you do. I know you work hard.
Can I get my email address out?
Yes, tell them, yes. Give me your information.
Okay, I need those brothers and sisters who can email me because I really need some encouragement. And my email address is, or even some criticism, I don't care. My email address is Brown Fight Back. That's Brown, BROWN, Fight, FIGHT, Back, BACK, @gmail.com. And the reason why I had to spell it out because sometimes it sounds like I'm speaking in Hispanic or something. But that's all right. My grandma is getting better.
You'll
know,
be all right, bud. You speak well.
Sister, if I say better and make a mistake and say better.
That's all right, brother. I understand. With this broken English, everybody's speaking anyway.
Yeah.
This is a bastard language, so it's no big deal. Trust me.
And I appreciate y'all. Yeah. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you, brother. We're about to come on again now, seriously. All right, brother. Black power.
Black power, everybody.
All right. We just had the Reverend Brown come on. Whoa, he set it on fire. So we got a little bit left into our after show. Man. So I want to go ahead and call our next person. I want 347 to come on and briefly mention where you're doing the part of New York that you're doing and your day of action and just tell us something. Black power. Black power. 347-737. Okay. I'm going to go on to the next. How about 803-800-60 on Black Power Radio?
Black Power, Sister National Assistant.
Okay.
One of the Mafia Mohammed.
Yes, sir. I know who you are, brother. That's good. I'm glad the radio listening audience will hear who you are as well, because I was almost getting ready to move on. I'm so glad you said something. But, brother, you know, we're in the after show right now. We have technical difficulties getting people on. And finally, without further ado, I made it work. So that's what we do as a organizer, true organizers. Always use plan B, plan A fails. So we don't have failures. There's no excuse for it. But anyway, brother, without further ado, go ahead and announce yourself, tell people who you are, and tell people where your day of action is going to be.
All right. Brother Montier Muhammad out of representing the state of South Carolina for the New Black Panther Party. And on the day of action, too, the venue is going to be held at C.A. Johnson High School out in Columbia, South Carolina. And it's really just to kind of panther back what we did here in the city on April 23rd. Since it is going to be at the high school, we plan to work with the youth, especially some of the street tribes or so-called gangs. We actually have a couple of churches that plan to participate. But as you know, Sister National Assistant, in this day and time, you know, we have a lot who say that they are up with the cause and want to help, but when it come down to it, you know, they just tuck tail and run and hide.
Yeah, absolutely. That's common. That is common. Welcome to organize it. I can't even lie to you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, but you know, it is. And like I always give it up to you, as well as the national spokesman and the national chairman. It is an honor and a privilege to serve under you and serve with you all. I couldn't think of a better group of people to work with and for. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, we, especially in the New Black Panther Party, we like to keep it strictly business because this is not, you know, the glee club or, you know, a fraternity or a sorority. But when you do find people like yourself, the national spokesman and the national chairman, it's easy to befriend and feel befriended by such company. So, again, like I always give it up, I thank you and the National Council, National Committee, Central Committee, just for the opportunity to serve not only the people here in South Carolina, but, you know, black people in general.
Yeah. But tell us what you have in your, that is true, but I'm honored in, like, hearing your phrases. I'm honored in being and working with you as well, brother, and also in, you know, trying to do something for our people. So I'm honored in struggling with you, as they say, in the revolutionary pan-Africanist world. but definitely tell folk where your day of action is. And guess what? I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but you need to make sure you have pictures because we need to put them on the website. If Reverend Brown is still listening, I need to have your pictures as well. We did see your lovely pictures last time, but we need to see more. We want to see as much pictures as we can, because I think it's very important that other people across the world and across the universe, if they're on Planet Zebra, I don't know, but they still need to be able to see, you know, the things that we're trying to accomplish, the goals that we're trying to accomplish, and different things so we can know, so other people can know that we're not alone, you know, that they're not alone, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, again, the location is C.A. Johnson High School, and that's at 2219 Barnumville Road here in Columbia, South Carolina. And like I said, it's really mainly focused on our youth. I have a couple of guest speakers that will be in attendance. And
need, by the way, just to tell you this, just to interject, we definitely need those guest speakers because we want this nationally known. We want everybody to know on a national and international level that you have these wonderful guest speakers that will be in attendance to your beautiful day of action.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Will do. Will do.
Okay, break down the guest speakers. I'm not stopping you to stop you talking. I want you to keep talking.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Go ahead. One is a Pan-Africanist brother who has a nonprofit organization called Concerned Black Men. His name is Brother Jimmy Wright. He'll be speaking. The football coach from C.A. Johnson, Coach Wilson, he will be speaking, as well as Principal Ron Wright, who's the principal there. Then we have the associate pastor from Bible Way Church out in Camden, South Carolina. And he'll be coming and saying a few words. And, you know, like the first day of action is just a time to really, really sit with those who have the best interests of our people at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it, like I stressed to them in, you know, meetings that we've had, you know, this is not a time to come together and just sit and talk about what we're going to do, and then at the end of the day, that's mm-hmm. all it was talk. We're also planning to form a coalition, or I guess a ministry of defense as well here in the city, to where we actually do our own neighborhood, I hate to use the word policing, but we do our own neighborhood watch.
Policing the police. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So a lot of big plans for that day, and, you know, I pray, you know, to the Creator and the ancestors that this is and will be another successful Day of Action, Day of Unity.
Okay, well, I definitely want you to maybe perhaps, you know, you can get your guest speakers to come on to call into the radio this Saturday. If you can do that, that'll be great because we want them to be heard as well, you know, along with your lovely voice. We would like to have them on, you know, so they can talk about different things that they're doing within your, you know, local city or within the South Carolina area, I should say.
Yes, ma'am.
If we can get them to come on as well, then man, that'll be glorious because we will have all these different activists, revolutionary Pan-Africanists, especially a principal. I mean, he has a lot. I'm sure he has a lot to say. And then you got this minister, and you got all these lovely people that really need to be on telling some truth and blasting truth, I should say, so to speak. If we can get that to come on and get that to happen, man, I mean, I think that would definitely help bring more awareness, especially a principal. That's really important.
Yes.
So maybe we can do that. And then the fact that it's a blessing that you have someone that opened up their school to you, I mean, that does not come by. You know what I mean? Most people, most educators are afraid of us and they shy away from us. They're like, yeah, we got you. But they don't want to do nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a so positive thing. You normally they'd be like, "Woo, I can't mess with y'all niggas." You know what I mean?
Yes,
actually, thousands of people that just really want to build with you and man, I don't know what you're doing down in South Carolina, but whatever it is, you know, keep up the good work. And I'm really thankful about that. But, you know, again, we're in the after show, and I know it's going to cut off on us in probably at least about 5 minutes. So anything that you have to say?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Just
I want to give out your telephone number because you really didn't, but you want to give it out anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The telephone number is area code 803-800-6043. And my email address is noi1930@yahoo.com. Again, that's noi1930@yahoo.com.
I don't know how did you get away with that email, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
it's like no
problem.
Yeah, we need to get everybody up and moving. Brothers and sisters, don't shy away from this day of action. Don't shy away from this national, international day of action. It is June 25th coming near you. Be ready. Whatever it is that you take, as the church would say, or as the Christians would say, come as you are. We feel you a black power, and we want you to feel the power of activism on a new level, and we want to take it to a new level, brothers and sisters. We have to stop monkeying around. We have to really get started. We have to really become more activists and revolutionaries, like we say that we are, and we have to do all these different things. But, again, I do welcome Brother Montier for coming on Black Power Radio. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and end the show because it's going to cut off on me in 5 minutes anyway. So I might as well tell everybody Black Power, and I hope everybody has their day of action. By the way, just in case I forgot, because the show cut me off before, so it's 502-299-5, I'm sorry, 502-299-8530. And the email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com to join the New Black Panther Party, because we still need and we still would love people to join the New Black Panther Party. If you're not afraid of us, don't be afraid. As they say, don't be scared. That email address is nbpphq@yahoo.com. Please come all, come one. Black Power.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.